This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Let's Play Doctor. Dr. Joel Wallach, your host, a veterinarian and physician. And I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to die at 75.5 like their parents and grandparents. I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to be sick and miserable for the last 15 to 20 years of their life like their parents and grandparents. I am a conservative. And a lot of people say I treat them like dogs, but they do seem to get better. Now, if you have a personal health challenge you want to ask about, if you have a health challenge of a friend, a loved one, a workmate, or if you want to talk about medical politics or the home-based business opportunity, give us a call toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAY. And it's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. Well, I'm going to talk about today's front-page newspaper story, USA Today Today. The headline says, I mean, we're talking about big print here. It's like declaration of war. 2014 saw 20 veteran suicides a day. 20 veteran suicides a day. Okay, that's more than the enemy kills on the battlefield. You can hear me rattling the newspaper here because I'm getting on the inside pages. And basically what they said was that in 2014, 86 out of 100,000 people, okay, these are veterans now, 86 per 100,000 veterans, four times the rate amongst active duty personnel committed suicide. Okay? So the veterans, if they're, after they're listed out of the Army or Navy or Marines or Air Force, four times as many commit suicide after they get out than when they're in. And then the overall U.S. suicide rate for the Americans, the suicide, is 13 per 100,000. The rate of veteran suicide is like six times higher, 600% more than it is for people on the outside. Okay, and then it said the new figures show that female veterans was 33 out of 100,000, which is double that of the U.S. population. So what's going on here? Well, my story with the system, the VA system, goes back to December of 1998, when I gave a lecture by invitation, amongst many other lectures, to the continuing medical education of the New York medical doctors, okay, New York State. It was their annual meeting for these things, CME credits, they call them, after, for their license. And during my presentation, which was an hour, I said, you have two opportunities to give your life to your country. Remember, this is 1998, December 1998. You have two opportunities to give your life to your country, once on the field of battle and the other in the VA hospital. I mean, the VA doctors in that audience ran up the aisle cursing at me, wadding up their programs and throwing them at me. They said, well, don't come up on the stage here because I will defend myself. So, you know, and, of course, the New York Medical Association invited me to come back the next year, December 1999. And so we want you to give another lecture. By us listening on the program, we're going to get a lot of attendance. Okay, so controversial last time, but you can't use the title Dead Doctors Don't Lie, which was my CD from 1992. You have to use another title. So I created what's called Medical Mousetrap. Medical Mousetrap. A very, very well sold. I mean, people buy it by the thousands every week. Medical Mousetrap. Okay. And in there, you know, I was going to kind of repeat the same stuff I'd said, and it was just providence. That morning in the New York Times, the front page story was VA doctors kill 700 veterans a year and seriously injure 3,000 per year from mistakes. Wow. That was 1999, a year later. Okay? Well, what happens is I spend a lot of time with veterans and active military personnel, from injuries, you know, to Navy SEALs and the Special Forces guys, veterans from the Vietnam War, who have obviously problems of aging, plus their trauma from the war and so forth. And I deal a lot with this, both the emotional stuff and the physical stuff, PTSD, physical things of all kinds, some of it related to war wounds, some of it just to not being given vitamins and minerals. Remember, veterans and active military personnel do not get any vitamins and minerals from the government. I was just talking, when this came out today, I was having lunch with two Marines, okay? These were veterans of the Vietnam War. One of them, after they got out of the Marines, they became a police officer, state police officer, in Charlotte, North Carolina, where I'm giving lectures. And it's kind of interesting that I asked him, I said, now, in ever in your career, either in boot camp or active military personnel as a veteran, does the government give you any or instruct you to take any vitamins or minerals? The answer is no. Well, I was in 5 years in the Army and 20 years in the Air Force. They never told me to take vitamins and minerals. You know, I was taking them on my own, but they never officially told us to take vitamins and minerals, so nobody does. And all of these problems, you know, when you have bipolar disease, you're in civilian uniform, civilian clothes. Bipolar when you're in a military uniform or any branch of the service is called PTSD, same disease. Simple vitamin and mineral deficiencies of the brain. And instead of giving them vitamins and minerals so the brain works right, they put them on antidepressant drugs, and when you look in the PDR, the physician's desk reference, the most horrible side effect of these antidepressant drugs in a black box is, suicide. So the reason why all these veterans, after they get out of the service, are committing suicide is the psychologists and psychiatrists are giving them, instead of vitamins and minerals, they're giving them antidepressant drugs, which main serious side effect is suicide. This is a doctor-created disease. And I still say you have two opportunities to give your life to your country, once on the field of battle and the others in the VA hospital. So I urge everybody, if you have somebody you know of or you're a church member, you love them, they're in your family, just a neighbor, whether they're active duty or retired, make sure they're getting all 90 essential nutrients, and we can prevent all of these suicides. The psychologists and psychiatrists have missed it by 1,000 miles. Shame on them. Somebody needs to go to jail.
It's the Let's Play Doctor Show with Dr. Joel Wallach. To speak to Dr. Wallach, call 1-877-912-PLAY, 1-877-912-7529.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
We're back with Leslie Doctor on the Lamar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Longevity and Dying for Life Crusade.
Start spreading the news.
Perfect timing, Frankie. Appreciate you spreading the news, buddy. Okay, 1-877-912-PLAGUE, and it's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. And Chuck, let's start out in Maryland. And Charlene, you're on the air.
Hey, Dr. Wallach. I don't have a client, but I've had many people ask me about the products, if we have products to help with men with their libido you know, they mm-hmm. having issues as far as sex, and then women also having issues with their sex drive. So I wanted to know if we had any products that can be able to help them in those areas.
Absolutely. Well, the first thing I would do if somebody has problems with sex drive is to get off of statin drugs, start mm-hmm. eating 8 to 10 eggs a day, soft poached, soft ball of soft yolk, and soft scrambled in butter, right?
Mm-hmm.
8 to 10 eggs a day, butter, 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 butter. A stick of butter a day keeps the doctor away. Then from a supplement, well, also got to get rid of all the bad stuff so they're going to be sure to absorb these nutrients. So no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, and gluten. I would think that somebody's sex life would be important enough they're going to give up the fried foods, the processed meats, the oils, and the glutens, right?
Right.
And then 8 to 10 eggs a day. And then I also would like them to have, per 100 pounds of body weight, one healthy brain and heart pack per month. That's for both men and women, one healthy brain and heart pack per month. And then I want them to take, for the men, I'd have them take the ProstFX, three of those capsules twice a day. That supports healthy prostate function in the deal here. I'd also have them take Xera Test, X-E-R-A-T-E-S-T. That's X-E-R-A-T-E-S-T. And it's a product that's been developed to support and promote production of testosterone and the proper function of making sperm and all that kind of stuff, right? And then women, I want them to do the same thing. Get the one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. They need to make sure they're eating 8 to 10 eggs a day because testosterone and estrogen and progesterone, these male and female hormones, are part of a group of hormones called steroid hormones. They're 95% by weight. You got it, cholesterol. So you need those eggs. Even women need them to make have the ovaries make estrogen and progesterone. And then I would also have the ladies take, again, the one healthy brain and heart pack for 100 pounds of body weight, the Woman's FX. It's 1 ounce per day. If they only weigh 110 pounds, they give them a half ounce or a tablespoon of breakfast and dinner. The Woman's FX, it's a liquid. And if they weigh 150, 200 pounds, I'd have them take 2 ounces a day of the Woman's FX. And I'd also have them take, per 100 pounds of body weight, two or three of the Xerafem, X-E-R-A-F-E-M, which supports the production of these hormones and activity of the ovaries. But it's important for both men and women to stay away from statin drugs. Because remember, both testosterone, estrogen, progesterone, and the adrenal hormones are part of the steroid hormone family, and they require all this cholesterol as the raw material because these hormones are 95% by weight cholesterol. And the body can make a little bit. The body makes about somewhere between 2 and 5% of what we need. The other cholesterol comes from our diet. If you're consciously eating egg beaters and egg white omelets and you're staying away from eggs and red meat and all that kind of stuff, butter and cream, guess what? You're going to have these problems. You're going to have low libido. You'll have menopause at age 30 instead of 65. You'll have low T, ED, all that kind of stuff, adrenal exhaustion. And you're going to get, particularly if you're taking statin drugs to lower cholesterol, you're going to get Alzheimer's disease. It's a physician-caused disease. But the pharmaceutical industry loved it. They were able to sell Cialis and Viagra and testosterone patches and estrogen patches and pills and injections, and they're able to manufacture drugs for dementia, okay? But really where the doctors make money on the Alzheimer's thing is they got the nursing homes. They're buying up the nursing homes like crazy. And it used to say, doctors used to say, we take care of you from cradle to grave. They don't say it anymore. Now they're saying, we take care of you from cradle to nursing home because they're going to get 10 more years out of you when you're there at the nursing home plugged into an IV and getting an IV drip, okay, as opposed to living at home by yourself and falling down, fractured hip, and dying. And so this is actually, as they say, the system is rigged. It's a terrible, terrible thing. And, of course, we have the capacity to fix it. Also in this old deal here, Charlene, the government and medical experts are saying that our children will be the first generation of Americans who do not live as long as their parents. I mean, kids, newborn kids, two-year-old kids are dying of MS, multiple sclerosis, which used to be a disease of middle-aged people. Two-year-old kids are dying of strokes. They're getting blood clots to the brain and coronary thrombosis. That never used to happen before when I was a kid. It's happening now all over the place. Teenagers are dropping dead of cardiomyopathy, heart attacks, a deficiency of a single mineral. 20-year-olds are dying of congestive heart failure, which is a deficiency of a single vitamin. So in addition to avoiding all the bad stuff, they got to eat right, and also they have to take the 90 essential nutrients. Of course, And don't forget, again, to throw in for the men the ProstFX and the Xerup test. And for the females, throw in the woman's FX and throw in the Xerafem. All righty?
All right. Thank you, Doc.
Hey, thank you, dear. Great question. Yeah, these are the sort of things that plague people. They won't complain about arthritis. They'll just take aspirin. But when it comes time, you know, to having failing libido and sex drive, they want to know the answers there. And we'll be back with Let's Play Doctor after these messages.
This is the Let's Play Doctor Show with Dr. Joel Wallach. To speak to Dr. Wallach, call 1-877-912-PLAY. That's 1-877-912-7529. Once again, the Let's Play Doctor Show with Dr. Joel Wallach, 1-877-912-PLAY, 1-877-912-7529.
Youngevity is one of the premier nutritional supplement companies in the country, or in the world for that matter. Dr. Wallach was first a veterinarian and learned very early on that simply adding the right nutrients to animals' feed prevented diseases in those animals. Over 50 years ago, farmers were preventing arthritis, fibromyalgia, cancer, and most other diseases in their animals with vitamins and minerals, specific vitamins and minerals to address specific situations. Dr. Wallach did a lot of research, and it showed that everybody that died of natural causes died of some type of nutritional deficiency. Hello? So if we're dying of deficiencies of nutrients, why can't we supplement with these nutrients and prevent disease like they do in farm animals? Why can't these same principles be effective for adults? Dr. Wallach went back to school and became a physician and began working with humans to prove that we can improve our health through the use of good nutrients. Youngevity has a line of top quality supplements. These are Dr. Wallach's own recipes and combinations designed for maximum benefit. Dr. Wallach's research showed that our bodies need 90 essential nutrients to function properly. 90, not 30 or 40 like you might find in discount store vitamins. 90. He perfected what he calls the Mighty 90. This assembly of pharmaceutical-grade nutrients includes his trademark minerals. They absorb easily so that you get the most bang for your buck. The Mighty 90 gives you all 90 essential nutrients with very little effort on your part. Call today to get information on how you can give your body the things that it desperately needs. You'll hear the number to call within the show. Write that number down and call today.
We're back with Let's Play Doctor, the Mar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity and Night Life Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll free. 1-877-912-PLAY. Again, that's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. And, Chuck, let's go out to the Midwest in Illinois and Taiwan. Taiwan, you're on the air.
How you doing, Doc?
Okay, sir. How can I help you?
Interesting that you're talking about the state of veterans. I have a friend who's a veteran. He's 240 pounds, type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure. He recently came from the VA to a bladder infection. He says he's been urinating blood, and all they seem to do is give him antibiotics. But, you know, I know he needs more than
sure.
that, so I'm going to help him swing a nutritional hammer at all of these issues.
Okay.
So he can get his health
sure.
back.
Sure. Okay. How tall is he, do you know?
5'8".
Okay, well, 5'8", I'd like to see him weigh 165, 170, so he needs to lose about 70 pounds. We need to change his diet. He needs to get rid of all the bad stuff. No fried food, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten. Okay? And what I would do, he's right on that cusp. You know, does he take three of everything because he's pushing towards 300 pounds, or does he just start with two? I'd start him with two healthy brain and heart packs per month, one full dose for thing at breakfast and one full dose thing at dinner time. I'd also get him another bottle of selenium. So he could take 9 of those a day. You get a bottle of selenium with each of the Healthy Brain and Heart Packs. So get an extra bottle of selenium and be able to take 3 at breakfast, 3 at lunch, 3 at dinner, then a full dose of everything at breakfast, full dose thing at dinner time. And then, let's see here, for the type 2 diabetes, I'd have him get 3 bottles a month of the Sweeties. Take 3 at breakfast, 3 at lunch, 3 at dinner. I'm sure he must be taking medication. So he needs to test his fasting blood sugar in the morning before he medicates himself, whether we're talking about tablets and pills or injectable insulin. And as his blood sugar drops, and it will on this program, remember he's going to take 9 Sweeties a day, 3 at breakfast, 3 at lunch, 3 at dinner. That's 3 bottles a month. And his blood sugar will drop. And as it drops, he needs to reduce his medication, as his doctors have taught him to do. You get a high blood sugar, you need more medication. Lower blood sugar, less medication, and so on. And this program right there, just for that alone, is designed to support and promote healthy blood sugar, to support and promote healthy carbohydrate and sugar metabolism at the cellular level. It's not unusual that within a couple of weeks to a couple of months, most people are able to, as long as they're, you know, staying on a reasonable diet, not eating sweet potatoes 3 times a day and eating candy and carbohydrates like popcorn and bread and that kind of stuff, spaghetti and stuff, keeping their blood sugar down, eating vegetables and eggs and vegetables and fish and vegetables and poultry and vegetables and red meat. Stay away from all the carbohydrates. Carbohydrates are not necessary for life. You make all the carbohydrates and sugars you need from fats and protein. That's why eating a stick of butter a day will help you reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes. Okay? Then, well, not fried, though. Then for the high blood pressure, at 240 pounds, I'd have him take 12 of the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets a day. 3 at breakfast, excuse me, 4 at breakfast, 4 at lunch, 4 at dinner. That's 12 a day. That's 3 bottles a month of the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. And they're designed to support and promote healthy blood flow through blocked arteries and support and promote healthy blood pressure. And then for the bleeding in the urine, I'm sure once in a while they're giving him antibiotics because they think he's got a UTI. And he may have bladder stones. I don't know if they did an ultrasound of him to see in his pelvis to see if he's got what they call cystic calculi, which are bladder stones like kidney stones. Okay, can be rolling around in there and cause some bleeding. That's possible. It could be an infection. And so you also give him three.
They didn't know what the issue. They couldn't pinpoint where it was coming from. They did do that though.
Okay, they did do an ultrasound or something like that of his pelvis and kidneys and couldn't find anything. Okay, good. So I'd give him the killer biotic. I'd go ahead and give him 9 of those a day, 3 at breakfast, 3 at lunch, 3 at dinner time. This is a blend of herbs that supports the immune system, but it also has antimicrobial properties and can kill bacteria, fungus, yeast, and also fungus. Okay, yeah, 12 a day. So it's 4 or 3 times a day. That'll be 3 bottles a month, okay, of the killer biotics. And then lastly, I'd throw in what we call the ASAP. That's an acronym for as slim as possible, as soon as possible. I want to get him down to, say, 165, 170. And so he needs to lose about 70 pounds. I'd have him take a dropper full, not a drop, but a dropper full under his tongue, 30 minutes for each meal, and have him absorb it through his oral tissues. Don't swallow. If he swallows it, it's not going to hurt him, but he's not going to get maximum benefit. And usually this system here, with all the Sweeties and the gluten-restricted diet and the ASAP, is not unusual for people to lose a half a pound to 2 pounds per day. And it'll be helpful because he's getting the 2 Healthy Brain and Heart Packs and so forth. Okay, so give us a call every couple of weeks. Taiwan, let us know how your buddy's doing. We got to take care of these vets. And we'll walk you guys through this back after these messages.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Back with Let's Play Doctor on the Mar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Longevity and Knife Life Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll free 1-877-912-PLAGUE. And that's toll free 1-877-912-7529. And Chuck, let's go out to the Midwest in Illinois and Taiwan. Taiwan, you're on the air.
How you doing, Doc?
Okay, sir. How can I help you?
It's interesting that you're talking about the state of veterans. I have a friend who's a veteran. He's 240 pounds, type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure. He recently came from the VA to a bladder infection. He says he's been urinating blood, and all they seem to do is give him antibiotics. But, I know he needs more than
sure.
that. So I'm going to help him swing a nutritional hammer at all of these issues.
Okay.
So he can get his health back.
Sure. Okay. How tall is he, do you know?
5'8".
Okay, well, 5'8", I'd like to see him weigh 165, 170, so he needs to lose about 70 pounds. We need to change his diet. He needs to get rid of all the bad stuff, no fried food, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten. Okay? And what I would do, he's right on that cusp, you know, does he take three of everything because he's pushing towards 300 pounds, or does he just start with two? I'd start him with two healthy brain and heart packs per month, one full dose for thing at breakfast and one full dose thing at dinner time. I'd also get him another bottle of selenium, so he could take nine of those a day. You get a bottle of selenium with each of the healthy brain and heart packs, so get an extra bottle of selenium to be able to take three at breakfast, three at lunch, three at dinner, then a full dose for thing at breakfast, full dose thing at dinner time. And then, let's see here, for the type 2 diabetes, I'd have him get three bottles a month of the Sweeties. Take three at breakfast, three at lunch, three at dinner. I'm sure he must be taking medication. So he needs to test his fasting blood sugar in the morning before he medicates himself, whether we're talking about tablets and pills or injectable insulin. And as his blood sugar drops, and it will on this program, remember he's going to take nine Sweeties a day, three at breakfast, three at lunch, three at dinner. That's three bottles a month. And his blood sugar will drop. And as it drops, he needs to reduce his medication. as his doctors have taught him to do. You get a high blood sugar, you need more medication. Lower blood sugar, less medication, and so on. And this program right there, just for that alone, is designed to support and promote healthy blood sugar, to support and promote healthy carbohydrate and sugar metabolism at the cellular level. It's not unusual that within a couple of weeks to a couple of months, most people are able to, as long as they're, you know, staying on a reasonable diet, not eating sweet potatoes three times a day and eating candy and carbohydrates like popcorn and bread and that kind of thing, spaghetti and stuff, keeping their blood sugar down, eating vegetables and eggs and vegetables and fish and vegetables and poultry and vegetables and red meat. Stay away from all the carbohydrates. Carbohydrates are not necessary for life. You make all the carbohydrates and sugars you need from fats and protein. That's why eating a stick of butter a day will help you reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes. Okay? Then, well, not fried, though. Then for the high blood pressure, at 240 pounds, I'd have them take 12 of the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets a day. Four at breakfast, four at lunch, four at dinner. That's 12 a day. That's 3 bottles a month of the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. And they're designed to support and promote healthy blood flow through blocked arteries and support and promote healthy blood pressure. And then for the bleeding in the urine, sure, once in a while they're giving him antibiotics because they think he's got a UTI. And he may have bladder stones. I don't know if they did an ultrasound of him to see in his pelvis to see if he's got what they call cystic calculi, which are bladder stones like kidney stones, okay, can be rolling around in there and cause some bleeding. That's possible. It could be an infection. And so you also give him
They didn't know what the issue. They couldn't pinpoint where it was coming from. They did do that, though.
Okay, they did do an ultrasound or something like that of his pelvis and kidneys, and they couldn't find anything. Okay, good. So I'd give him the killer biotic. I'd go ahead and give him 9 of those a day, 3 at breakfast, 3 at lunch, 3 at dinner time. This is a blend of herbs that supports the immune system, but it also has antimicrobial properties and can kill bacteria, fungus, yeast, and also fungus. Okay, yeah, 12 a day. So it's four or three times a day. That'll be 3 bottles a month, okay, of the killer biotics. And then lastly, I'd throw in what we call the ASAP.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We're back with Leslie Doctor on the Lamar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity 95 Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll free 1-877-912-PLAY. Again, that's toll free 1-877-912-7529. And Chuck, we're going right back to California, and John.
Yeah.
And, okay, just let me say a couple more things here, and I might ask you a few more questions, and and then you can ask me something before I give you your protocol. Anyway, again, thalassemia is not a genetic disease, although doctors will say it is, just like they say sickle cell anemia is a genetic disease, although it's not. They're the same disease. As you point out, thalassemia is what they call sickle cell anemia in white folks in the Mediterranean, and they call it sickle cell in black folks in Africa or in other countries where black people have been transferred one way or another to these other countries. Mm-hmm. And there's a birth defect when the bone marrow is forming, and the mechanism that makes hemoglobin doesn't form properly, and so it only makes dysfunctional hemoglobin. And you have to have all these other cofactors involved to make sure that you maximize your benefit. And it can be managed much better with nutritional supplementation and diet than it can be with drugs, and it's totally 100% preventable. I don't care if the mother has thalassemia and sickle cell anemia, if the father has thalassemia and sickle cell anemia, they have 10 kids, not one of them. If the mother's getting all 90 essential nutrients, none of the kids
actually,
will get thalassemia.
Actually, my wife has it. My wife has it, too. She has the exact same type as I do.
Yeah, well, we must have met in the clinic.
I wish it was. We met at a concert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't go looking for people that had thalassemia, I promise you.
Yeah. Well, it's not genetic, and as long as she takes the 90 essential nutrients, they'll have normal babies. Have you had any children with each other?
Yeah, we have, actually. He doesn't have any of it.
Yeah, of course, because it's not a genetic disease. Classically, if both the mother and father have a disease, every baby they have will get the disease.
Well, the way they said it was a percentage. The likelihood was that 50% he would have what I had or my wife had. 25% he would have thalassemia major. 25% said it would have nothing at all.
Well, guess what? Your doctor is lying to you. I'd switch doctors.
Well, it wasn't a doctor. It was actually somebody that did the amniocentesis.
Oh, well. So it's a doctor-controlled technician or
exactly.
A PA or a nurse practitioner or a nurse or somebody who's in
yeah.
the profession.
Yeah, they were giving us a lot of advice and suggesting an abortion.
Don't have babies.
A major.
Yeah, exactly. And so you're glad you didn't get the abortion, aren't you?
We would have had the baby either way. It wouldn't have mattered.
Yeah. Okay, good man. Okay, here we go. And so at 190 pounds, and for your wife, what does she weigh? Is she a big girl or a small?
No, she's a little sweet thing. She's about 115.
Okay. And so what I would do is I'm going to tell you what you need, and you just give her half, okay?
Okay.
Because she can get the same benefit you can. First of all, everybody's got in the household, including your kids, mother-in-law, grandma, renter, everybody else in the household's got to be, including the dog and the cat and the bird and the fish, seriously, because dry dog food and dry cat food are loaded with gluten. And if we're going to maximize the absorption of nutrients here, no wheat, barley, rye, and oats, no fried foods, no processed meats, and no oils. It means no microwave popcorn, no theater popcorn, no olive oil, no coconut oil, no margarines, mayonnaise, salt dressings, cooking oils. Then for you, and your wife is going to get half the dose, which you have two healthy brain and heart packs per month. Two healthy brain and heart packs per month, a full dose for the breakfast, full dose for the dinner time. I would also have you take what we call immortalium. Immortalium stimulates production of stem cells, which then stimulate your body to make things that is missing or been damaged for repair. And so we're going to maximize the function of your bone marrow, okay, by having you take this immortalium. You're going to take three of these tablets twice a day. That's two bottles a month. And your wife can take three tablets a day instead of three twice a day, one at breakfast, one at lunch, one at dinner. The immortalium, that'd be one bottle a month for her. Same way, one healthy brain and heart pack per month. And then I'd also throw in what we call the Ultimate Daily Classic Tablets. Ultimate Daily Classic Tablets, which is designed to support and promote healthy blood flow, to support and promote healthy production of red blood cells. It's going to support the bone marrow's activities. And between the diet, getting rid of the bad stuff, and inflammation, and the supplement program, supporting maximum function, maintenance, repair, give me a call every couple of weeks. How often do you go see the doctor? Once a year, once, twice a year?
Yeah, yes, sir. Typically once a year, unless I have an issue or something. But, I don't really see the doctor that much anymore.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good, because you know how to manage it.
Yeah, I've been off. I was on what they call the purple pill, and I was on cholesterol medicine. I was on a lot of stuff, And I'm not doing any of that anymore.
Okay, but the purple pill, you're talking about Nexium?
It's similar. I'm trying to think of the actual name of the purple pill, though. It wasn't, it's the ingredient. Similar to that, though. Very similar
to that. Okay. Anyway, I got to move on here, John. So if you would, give me a call. And what I would do is take this for 2 months and then ask your doctor, you know, I'm feeling pretty good here. I'd like you to just do a blood test, you know, do a blood screen for me. Let me know how my thalassemia is going. Okay?
Sir, I'll call you back.
And then give me a call. And let me know how your wife is doing and so forth. Let me know the kids are doing. But it's not genetic in any way, shape, or form. If you want more kids, go for it. Just make sure wife is getting all 90 essential nutrients. And the odds of her getting the baby getting thalassemia, major or minor, sergeant or captain, it doesn't matter. Okay, nothing will happen. Okay, Chuck, let's go to Arizona and Donna. Donna, you're on the air.
Hi, Dr. Wallach.
Hi.
I have a doctor brother that was in the hospital twice last month. IV therapy for C. diff and then hemolytic blood infection. What would you recommend as a protocol?
Okay, now did he get this from an injection or did he have a surgical procedure?
My knowledge, nothing. This just happened out of the blue. So the IV for the C. diff, he went in, they sent him home, and then he sent him text, and he was back in for a whole week. And, you know, we're concerned because he's been just decimated.
I'm assuming he's losing weight and doesn't feel well and all that kind of stuff.
Well, he has no energy, obviously, and his message is it's going to take me a while to get my gut flora back. And we did send a longevity kit to him, but we don't know what the heck we're doing, and so
better than nothing, right?
Yes.
I said that's better than nothing. You send him a healthy start pack or something, right?
Right, and he is a healthy doc.
Okay, is he working in a hospital or a clinic?
He's in a practice with other doctors. His background is that 5-6 years ago, he did have an operation on his colon for a twisted colon.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know.
Okay, did he have eczema or asthma as a kid?
The healthiest guy in the family.
Okay. Did you have any asthma or bronchitis as a kid?
No, nothing.
Do you have children with that?
No.
Okay. Did he have any skin problems, eczema, dermatitis, psoriasis, or do you have it or any of your kids have it?
No, nobody does.
Okay, good. All right, and constipation or diarrhea?
He is a celiac. He's on a celiac diet, so.
Okay, well, guess what? You've given me the answer to my question then.
Okay.
Yeah, if he's a celiac patient, he has a gluten intolerance. And he will be a very sick man if he doesn't get off of gluten. Everybody in his household, his wife, his dog, his cat, bird, fish, kids, everybody in the family has got to be gluten-free.
He is.
And if they won't go gluten-free, he's got to move out.
He's pretty clean on his diet.
I don't care about him. I know. Okay. I will believe you that he's clean on his diet, but everybody else in the household has got to be clean. Okay,
With a dog or anything.
So he lives by himself?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, well, he lives by himself. It's easy then. Make sure he does not do his laundry. Don't send his laundry out. He can't do it in a coin laundry, public laundry. Everybody's eating gluten and washing their clothes in there. He's got to have his own little laundry in his house. There won't be any cross-contamination in the food preparation surfaces in his house and that sort of thing. And let's see here. What does he weigh?
He's about 6'2", 3", and about 1'8". I don't know what he weighs now, but he's good weight, good height. And
180, 200.
Yeah, somewhere in there.
Okay, well, here we go. Well, C. diff is an acronym for Clostridium difficile. It's a human poop bacteria. Okay? If it gets into your bloodstream, it can kill you, okay, unless you jump on it right away with antibiotics. It can certainly do that. And hospitals and clinics are just traps for C. diff. Okay, doctors tend not to wash their hands after they go potty, even though they know better, but they're busy and they just go potty, rush out the door, pull their pants up or their skirt down or however they work it, and they carry this bug with them on their hands. because, you know, the average person is not the only person that sticks their finger through the toilet paper and touches their bottom when they're having a bowel movement. Doctors do the same thing. They, I'm too busy, man, to stop patients out their knees when I'm behind, and they run out. And so as one of his colleagues at that clinic could have contaminated him by getting the push plate on the bathroom door contaminated, or maybe an instrument or something, you know, the stethoscope, could be anything. But he's got to find out the source. Hang on, I'll give you a protocol for him after these messages.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We're back with Leslie Doctor on the Mar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for you on Judy United for Life Crusade. And Chuck, let's go right back to Arizona and Donna. Okay, well, what I would do for your brother is get him the Pure Works. There's a great message there. Get him the Pure Works for his hands and use it as a shower gel for cleaning himself. And also he can dump it into his laundry. Okay, he can dump it into kill bugs. He really needs to watch his personal hygiene and the other doctors and nurses in his clinic, personal hygiene. This is danger, danger, danger. Then at 180 pounds, I'd give him two healthy brain and heart packs per month, one full dose of sodium twice a day. I'd give him the killer biotic, three of those twice a day. That's two bottles a month. I'd also have him take the colloidal silver. If he has any open wounds, he can apply it to the colloidal silver to the open wounds. If not, he can put a dropper full in a couple ounces of water and have him drink that twice a day. And if he wants to increase his normal bacteria probiotics, he can take the root beer belly, a couple of those a day or one with each meal, and also the Triple Treat chocolate. That's my favorite way to get the probiotics is Triple Treat chocolate and root beer belly. Give us a call every couple of weeks. Let us know how brother's doing. Okay, Chuck, let's go to Wyoming and Janelle. Janelle, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi. How can we help you?
Yes. My sister is on the Ultimate Classic and also on the Selenium. She takes seven a day. She's 45 years old. She's 165 pounds, and she is 5 foot 3.5 inches tall. She also takes fish 1,250 IUs of fish oil a day, 10,000 IUs of vitamin D, 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C. What she has is she has some type of pain in her jaw, in her gums, top and bottom. She complaining that she's dizzy all the time. She has muscle stiffness.
Okay. Let me go with this. You can call me again tomorrow if I didn't give enough information. But basically, 165 pounds, I'd have her take two of the healthy brain and heart packs per month. She needs two of the large bottles, two of the 240-count bottles of Glucogel, so she can take 15 a day. She has all this pain in her face and her jaw. This could be what's called trigeminal neuralgia. The French call it tic de la rue. It's a squeezing of the fifth cranial nerve, the trigeminal nerve, because she has osteoporosis of the skull. She has kind of bone problems. Arthritis, back problem, this kind of stuff. Not unusual for a woman who's 45 to 50 years of age. Okay, 30 pounds overweight. And so that's what I do. Two healthy brain and heart packs, two large bottles of Glucogel. She can 15 of those a day. I'd also have her take the CM Plus capsules. I'd have her take three of those twice a day, two bottles a month, for the inflammation surrounding the roots of that trigeminal nerve. The goal here is to relieve the swelling around the roots of that trigeminal nerve. And then I would also give her the ASAP. I'd give her one dropper bottle a month, give her a dropper full under her tongue 30 minutes before each meal, and she should be able to, at 5'3", I'd like to see her weigh 120, 125, so she needs to lose 35, 40 pounds. And so this will help her lose a half a pound to 2 pounds a day. So realistically, she could lose the weight she needs to lose within 2 to 3 months very comfortably. And give us a call on a regular basis, and we'll walk you through this because this is not uncommon. It also can result, osteoporosis of the skull can also result to Bell's palsy, gradual deafness, tinnitus, ringing in the ears, all this kind of stuff. It's all a squeezing. There's 12 pairs of cranial nerves come out on the right side and the left side. And the nerve starts and the brain goes through the skull to the outside. And if they get squeezed, you get a symptom. Okay? And there's pain in her face and pain in her jaw, swelling and all that kind of stuff. This sounds like a trigeminal neuralgia to me. Give us a call in a couple of weeks, 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks. We'll walk you ladies through this. Honey, a great testimony and questions today. Thank you so much, Chuck. Your program job as usual. God bless each and every one of you. God bless our troops. God bless our Navy SEALs. And God bless America.
Is for informational purposes only. It is assumed the listeners of their own primary health care provider will consult with or refer themselves to a qualified health professional as they deem necessary. Let's Play Doctor is produced live Monday through Friday between 4 and 5 p.m. Eastern. Let's Play Doctor is a copyrighted presentation of and is authorized solely by Lamar Networks Incorporated. For information on the licensing of this program, call Lamar Networks at 877-
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.